What do we have here? What we have here is a multimeter, which you can also call a multi-tester. So this tool right here is used in electronics to measure resistance and diode, then capacitance as well. So if you are a mobile phone technician and you don't know how to use this tool, there will be a lot of mobile phone issues in which you wouldn't be able to solve, because knowing how to use a multimeter, you'll be able to test and know faulty components, test and know short circuit, open circuit, and know the capacitance and the resistance of components. You understand? So this is a quick video that I'm going to show you how you can use your multimeter, how you can set your multimeter to test this or that. You understand? So let's start with resistance mode right here, which is also called ohm. And this side right here, which is a V, which is a marks right here, this is the DC section. So we are going to start with a resistance right here. I'm going to show you how you can set your multimeter and what you can test in case you set your multimeter to a particular range. So let's start with this range right here. So if you look at your multimeter, doesn't matter the type of multimeter that you are using, but if you look, you might see the diode symbol right here. This symbol right here is the diode symbol, and this one right here is the buzzer mode symbol. So in this multimeter, this range right here is being merged with the diode testing, then with the buzzer mode testing. But in some multimeters, you will see this differently. You understand? So if you want to measure anything that is a cable, anything that you need to hear a sound, or you want to measure anything that will show the resistance, a low value resistance, which is below 1000 kilo ohm, then you are going to set it right here. So to break it down, if you want to test and see if a mobile phone is shorting, you have to set your multimeter to this buzzer mode right here. So let me show you what I'm talking about right here. Said I have a mobile repairing course in which I teach how you can repair and troubleshoot any type of mobile phone problem from the basic to the professional level of troubleshooting. And in that course, I have a particular topic about a multimeter in which I have shown how you can use all these options in your multimeter in a very detailed way. You understand? So if you register to the course, it's your own time to learn a lot about mobile repairing. So if you want to test and see if this mobile phone is shorting or if there is an open circuit, you are just going to set it right there, then test. So if you test the battery positive and negative, then you don't see any sign. If you test the battery positive and negative and you don't see any ohm reading in your multimeter right here, that means that there is an open circuit. The circuit of this mobile PCB is not completed. You understand? But when you test and you hear a beep, that means that there is a short circuit in this PCB, and the PCB is just like a cable, which supposed to be like a full circuit that has resistance. So any circuit that has a resistance, like they have used a kilo ohm resistors in it, it does not supposed to have a continuity connection. It does not have to beep when you are testing it. So there are some resistors that cannot read right here. The resistors that are high value resistors cannot read in this particular section. So for example, if you are testing resistors below, if you are testing resistors which is below 200 ohm, you can test it right here. But if you are testing resistors which is above 200 ohm resistor, then you are going to set it to 200. You understand? So how can you know these resistors? You can know these resistors by using schematics or using the number behind the resistors and searching them online to see the exact value of that resistor. So like I said, if you are testing a resistor which you know very well that a resistor is supposed to be below 200 ohm right here, which is the resistance, then you can set it right here. So if you are testing a resistor which is a kilo ohm resistor right here, it will not read, and that is because the multimeter cannot measure the resistance of the high value resistor right here. Even if it reads, it will not give you the correct value. So setting it where it's supposed to be, you will get the correct value in your multimeter. So if I want to measure something like a coil, right here. A coil is supposed to be like a cable, which means that I'm going to set it to Buzzer mode right here. I have to set my multimeter to Buzzer mode right here. A coil does not have resistance like resistors. You understand? It's supposed to be like a cable. So let me just look for a coil right here, which you can also call an inductor. So this is a coil right here, which looks like this one right here. This is a coil right here. You might think that it's a resistor, but that's a coil. So if you are testing something that you know that it's a coil that's supposed to beep, you have to set your multimeter right here. And if you are testing a diode, you have to set your multimeter right here. So for example, if I want to test this diode right here, so this is a diode. This is the diode right here. So if you want to test this diode, if you want to test this diode on this PCB right here, you're going to set our multimeter to diode mode right here, which on this multimeter is being merged with a Buzzer mode. So let's test this diode right here so that I will show you what I'm talking about. So diodes supposed to read only in one side because they pass current only in one direction. So let's perform this testing right here. And you see that it reads. So when it reads, then you have to turn to the other side and test it again. So now that I have tested the diode in both reverse and forward mode, and it gives a reading right here, that is not a correct reading because the diode is supposed to pass resistance only in one side. It's supposed to pass a reading, a connection, only in one side. So because you have tests in both sides, when the diode is being mounted on a PCB, you have tests in both sides, then you get a reading in both sides. Does not mean that you just have to conclude that the diode is bad. Remember, this diode right here is connected in parallel connection, and there are some resistors in this line that are being connected in parallel as well. So those resistors can cause this reading right here. And what I'm saying right here is that for you to test a diode and conclude that the diode is bad, you have to at least remove the diode from the PCB, or just check up one side, remove one side from the PCB, then test. So from there, if you get the reading on both sides, that means that the diode is bad. You understand? So that is how you can use this section right here to test this diode mode right here. So like I said, if you are testing a resistor right here in this Buzzer mode, and the resistor does not read, because normally there are high value resistors on this PCB, sometimes 8 kilo ohm resistor. If you are testing them right here, they won't read. So if you are testing any resistor in this Buzzer mode right here and it does not read, then make sure you try switching right here. Even if you are not able to know the value of that resistor, then make sure that you try switching to the other options right here. So well, I don't really think that there is any resistor in a mobile PCB above 200 kilo ohm. You understand? There are electronic circuits that have this type of high value resistors. You understand? So what about the DC section right here? There is nothing much to talk about this section right here, but it's really important to know. So this is our DC section, which is not a big deal to use in a mobile phone. So we have the 2 volt right here, we have 20 volt right here, we have 200 volt, then we have 1000 volt, which is DC. Any voltage between 2 to 20 volt, you can test it right here. So if you want to, for example, if you want to test the voltage of a mobile phone battery, you can either set it to 20 right here, or you can set it to 200. So I prefer you use 20. So I prefer you use 200 right here, because when you set it to 20, it will give like 2 digits number to you, but when you set it to 200, it will give the exact number. But you need to understand that between 20 volt and 200 volt, you can test it in any of these sections right here. You understand? And one thing that you need to understand right here, when you are working on a backlight section of a mobile phone, you don't have to set your multimeter to 20, because the backlight, that the voltage that is being generated in the backlight section of a mobile phone is above 20 volt. You have to set it to 200. So I have a mobile repairing course in which I teach how you can repair and troubleshoot any type of mobile phone problem, from the basic to the professional level of troubleshooting. And in that course, I have a particular topic about a multimeter, in which I have shown how you can use all these options in your multimeter in a very detailed way, you understand. So if you register to the course, it's your own time to learn a lot about mobile repairing. So if you haven't subscribed to this channel, make sure that you like this video and subscribe, then leave a comment down right there in case you have a question to ask.